This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And I'll add into the mix all the snowplow and sander drivers out there that are working that big snowstorm up there that's come all the way from the Midwest to the East Coast. Thank you for what you're doing. Not everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, keeping America moving. Thank you so very, very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook.
From FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out that website, and good morning again.
Morning.
We got the report yesterday. We had talked about, we thought there'd be 5,000 poll workers in Georgia, and the official report that I got last night, confirmed by some people, was it's now up to 8,000, and it could go higher in Georgia with GOP poll watchers.
Correct. 8,000 is the number. They do have others that are there and available should they need them. Now, interestingly enough, I have a buddy who has an investigator that is sitting outside what is known as the English Street Warehouse,
mm-hmm.
which is where the ballots are.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10 o'clock last night, the investigator does not have access to the inside of the building, but has been taking lots of pictures. And at 10 o'clock last night, the place was very, very busy. So we don't know what is necessarily happening on the inside, but they're watching people in vehicles. So things are all not settled in Georgia by a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, there was quite the hearing yesterday in Georgia, where the Georgia Senate law, what is known as the Election Law Study Subcommittee,
mm-hmm.
unanimously, after the hearing yesterday, passed a motion to request a full audit of the absentee ballots in Fulton County.
Fulton County.
So, correct, which
okay.
is majority of Atlanta.
Okay.
So we will see if that does happen. Now, that could be some of the challenge that is happening, or why there's such a lot of eyes on the English Street Warehouse.
Well, there was an audit yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, that found there was no ballot fraud in Georgia's Cobb County, which is around Atlanta.
Cobb County is northeast
okay.
Atlanta. That's, for the most part, it's outside the perimeter.
So far, they're checking, but they're not finding anything. So far, that's what I'm gathering.
Well, that was only one county.
Mm-hmm.
I think what is really being contested are the counties that look like they had severe abnormalities, and I'm not sure that Cobb County was on the short list. It may have been on the list, but not necessarily on the short list.
Mm-hmm.
But Fulton and DeKalb are.
Mm-hmm. And what were the two counties that the judge, the sister of Stacey Abrams?
Two obscure counties that I used to live in Georgia, so I've not heard of them. But that doesn't really matter because I think there's, 167 counties,
right,
or something ridiculous in the state. But they were two small counties. But I'm not particularly worried about them. I think it was more of a gesture than anything else because you've got two counties that were trying to clean up their voter rolls. And Mark Elias of Perkins Coie was the one that brought the lawsuit that says they cannot clean up their voter rolls, which was heard by Stacey Abrams' sister, the federal judge, who, mm-hmm, by the way, was an Obama federal judge,
mm-hmm,
for mid-Georgia. So, I don't think it's a huge deal. I think those two counties, for the most part, went to Trump anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just a challenge that Todd Mark Elias is happy that he thinks he won.
Well, we'll just have to keep our eyes and ears open and see what it is that's going on there, Georgia.
Lots of eyes and ears. Lots of eyes, yeah, and ears are open right now.
You betcha. Absolutely, positively. And Georgia is the hotbed for everything election-wise right now, too. And I do believe there's more people going. As a matter of fact, my attorney friend who has gone up there has said that what they originally said they were going to have, around 500 to 600 attorneys, that's already doubled.
Oh, yeah. And there are more people that are going in to knock on doors and that kind of thing. In fact, a dear friend of mine from California,
mm-hmm,
arrived last night into Atlanta, and she's staying at my son's house. So she will be there for 5 days.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And we also heard last night that President Trump is going to go back New Year's Eve from Mar-a-Lago back to the White House. I guess that's
correct,
because he's got the two big rallies in Georgia coming right up shortly thereafter, right?
I think some of it might have to do with Iran, too.
Okay, all right. Well, hold that thought. Folks should be right. Oh, yeah, that's right, Soleimani. We'll talk about that when we come back. General Soleimani, the one-year anniversary coming up. We'll talk about that. There's a lot of activity in the Middle East right now by us and by them. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Thank you very much. And for a limited time, folks, you can save 35% on Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call to speak with a health coach at 800-246-8751. Now, the website, balanceofnature.com, is where you go. See all the different health-related products they've got there, including the vitamins and all the different things that they have that they can help you with. I take the fruits and veggies there, which gives you plenty, about 10 times more than what you need of your daily fruits and vegetables, too. And also, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, this definitely will help you and give you a little bit of extra energy because it's given me a little bit more pep in my step. So go on over, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call, 800-246-8751, and then use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Balanceofnature.com is where to go. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. And FoundersCode.com is a place to go to read all the different articles that she writes. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Johanna sent me an email. And she says, Captain, I think the Senate needs 60 votes to get the bill to the floor, then a simple majority to pass it. Well, I believe she's right with that, correct?
Yeah, I think that there's going to be some kind of a filibuster challenge, perhaps. But, yeah, it's a hot mess. And I think, you know, McConnell's not a novice at this, so he's trying to necessarily do something as standalone with just the three items in it, which is clearly something that Pelosi didn't do. And remember, we're 30 trillion in debt now. I mean,
I believe so.
It'll be an interesting thing to watch. The House has gone home for the holidays for the rest of the year, into next year until people are sworn in for the new Congress.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate, I don't think, has gone home. So He's McConnell's keeping them there. So we'll see. Be interesting to watch today, ladies and gentlemen.
And today is the fourth shot at trying to get this thing passed. Is that right?
No, I don't think so.
All right, I thought he had two other deals or three that he'd worked on. But anyway, they're going to try again to get this put through, was my understanding. Is that correct?
Which thing through?
The stimulus checks.
You mean the 2000?
Yeah, they're going to try again to do that. That was my understanding.
Well, they might, but he blocked it yesterday.
Yep.
So
yep.
We'll see necessarily how he shakes this thing out. You know, it's a big chess move.
Yeah, and again, we said what we said about it. Okay, crime is on the rise. Violent crime is on the rise. The blue cities are going nuts with what's going on. The defund police cities are going nuts with what's going on. And they're trying to figure out what to do, what to do. Well, I think they should start by putting the police officers back that were there to begin with. What do you think?
Well, here's these governors, well, mostly these mayors, have really, they've decided to protect their job instead of protecting their citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've defunded in order to keep their job. They're making, you know, the radicals happy. But they didn't count on just your normal citizens that need the police or want the police for some kind of, you know, civil society. And so now they don't know what to do, including, I might add, Mayor Letitia Boss from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
She actually put it out there that she didn't know what to do, and the city is thinking of hiring private security.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, what? And I think Portland, and, no, maybe it's Seattle, is considering doing the same thing, which is really, you know, you got Minneapolis, you got New York, you got Chicago, things have consequences.
Okay,
they're on a knife edge here. They don't know what to do.
I didn't see what you sent me until right now, but there's something that we talked about yesterday we were going to talk about, and that is the Los Angeles deputy district attorneys are suing their boss and what happened there. There was
this is interesting. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that district attorneys, if you will, or the deputies, you know, all the attorneys that work in the DA's offices have a union. Mm-hmm. Here's the first problem. I had no idea they were unionized.
Mm-hmm.
But the L.A. union there has decided to take George Gascon, who is the communist DA for the county city of Los Angeles, when he decided he was going to reform sentencing enhancements. Remember that? He said,
yep.
You know, these people that... they're not going to charge them for this. They're not going to charge them for that. They're not going to do this. They're not going to do that. Well, it's made his office outraged at all of this, and rightly so, because mm-hmm. these lawyer, any bailiff, any clerk, they're all what is known as officers of the court. So anyway, the L.A. deputy DAs are suing Gascon, and rightly so, to stop these enhancements, reforms that he was calling for. So they're suing their own boss. So there might be some hope. I don't know where this is going to go, what a judge is going to even begin to say, but at least there are some lawyers out there in the city and county of Los Angeles that are attempting to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's my understanding they were trying to get an injunction that did not happen, but they're going to come back again, I believe, in February.
Well, I mean, an injunction happens because you do have a lawsuit. So they would put a temporary restraining order on it, or on Gascon and his sentencing enhancements.
But it was my understanding they did not do that, and that made them even madder. But we'll see.
It only just happened.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about this Georgia Senate panel that's requesting a forensic audit.
Well, we just did. They, after the hearing yesterday, that they had passed a unanimous vote to request a full audit of Fulton County.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that happens or not, maybe we'll know something today about that.
Okay, very good. Now, Middle East. I don't know where we're going to go with this, but we have Soleimani's anniversary of his death when we took him out.
January the 3rd.
Yep, coming up. And we've got some B-52s that are over there now on top of whatever else we flew over there earlier. We know we've got at least one aircraft carrier and amphibious assault group working together, an Israeli sub in the Gulf with an American boomer that's over there, too. I hope to hell we don't have all hell break loose, but I heard yesterday from some people that they are preparing for whatever. They've got themselves prepared, is what I've been told.
Well, I mean, it's common knowledge. It's been put out there in the media that the United States, along with allies and not just Israel, but are very prepared for what Iran may do, and it looks like they would focus on some kind of another attack of some sort in Iraq. We have already moved some of our embassy personnel out of Baghdad. Not all of them, but we have moved them to safer ground in Iraq, so in Baghdad. So this is a show of force, which is what we did a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was around December the 10th that we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing this in anticipation of something. And I think with the chatter that they hear and the people that they have, the operatives that we have on the ground, some allied others that have on the ground there, they decided that this was a very prudent thing to do. We will do it. We will not necessarily go on the offensive unless we see something that we just won't stand for. But somewhere between now, I mean, even the Ayatollah came out and said that Trump's not going to live. They're not going to live with this with Trump.
Mm-hmm. How about Saudi Arabia? I've heard that they may have threats against them that may come true but this time around.
Well, they always do, and that's with the Houthis in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
So Saudi Arabia always does. But, you know, we have a fairly sizable footprint in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
We have a footprint in Iraq. We have, obviously, we got the Emiratis. Remember some of these other nations that signed a peace agreement with Israel. They are now on our side.
Mm-hmm.
So,
alrighty. We'll keep our eyes and ears wide open, and we may be talking about this again tomorrow morning. So you have yourself a great day. Weather's going to be great. You can go fishing today. How's that? Okay. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles that she writes. And you'll know what's going on when she knows about it. I'll be right back with more and the Military and Veterans News segment coming right up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As cases of a new variant of coronavirus have now been seen in two states, the United States has set another record on Wednesday for the number of COVID patients in American hospitals. Nearly 125,000 people are in hospitals across the country with the disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns January could be even worse. He tells MSNBC that holiday celebrations could lead to another uptick in infections.
So I would imagine as we get a couple of weeks into January, things could get worse than they are now. I hope that they don't, But when you look at the history of what happens following events like 4th of July, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, etc., it is likely that we'll see an uptick in everything, in cases followed then by hospitalizations and then followed by death.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online, NAA.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses. And we'll tell you where those campuses are right after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the best way for you to find out about the National Aviation Academy is to simply go visit them. They've got two campuses that you can do that at. The first one is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The second one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, where I'm at, Tampa Bay, Florida. They're right across the bay from me. All you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. The number again,
800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did, because this isn't just a job that you're being trained to do. It is a career. It is the opportunity of a lifetime in many cases, and it will put you out in front of the crowd, the competitive crowd, because you'll be in demand. All right. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is signaling that lawmakers do have the votes to override President Trump's veto of the mammoth NDAA defense policy bill as soon as today. We'll see. Now, senior Army leaders
are discussing making long-awaited changes to hair and grooming regulations as they plan to announce the finalized changes in January of 2021. That'll be interesting because we've heard about the fact that they may be able to have trimmed beards and hair a little bit longer than what it is right now. So we'll see. We'll see. Now, after years of planning, infantry Marines are finally getting their hands on small arms suppressors aimed at helping combat units avoid detection while firing on enemy positions. 30,000 rifle suppressors are going to frontline combat units. One military source, by the way, says that the PLA, which is the People's Liberation Army, believes that Americans are now using visits to ports in Hong Kong as an excuse to monitor its ships. And the U.S. Navy's Hong Kong port is likely to be sculptured a bit as ties to China's military continue to deteriorate as to what ship can come in there, how many there can be there, and when they can come. We'll see. Now, in addition to the big Russian hack, some other surprising news occurred in the cybersecurity world this holiday season. The Pentagon is reportedly considering ending the dual-hat arrangement that allows the commander of the U.S. Cyber Command to simultaneously serve as the director of the National Security Agency. Not a bad idea there. You need to pay attention pretty much to what you're doing, and that's all been proven by what's happened here with this massive cyber breach that's gone on for months, if not years, that they just found out about. Now, COVID-19 vaccinations have begun for U.S. troops in South Korea, as the United States has started vaccinating its troops based in South Korea, as its Asian ally reports its highest daily COVID-19 fatalities amidst the surging cases there in the country. Now, in Japan, U.S. military and bases counted 26 new coronavirus cases yesterday. The U.S. military in Japan reported those cases as of 6 p.m., including more than a dozen that appeared over several days at a Navy airfield experiencing its worst outbreak since March. Now, Joe Biden's incoming national security advisor is faulting the obstruction he says is coming from the Pentagon. Now, national security advisor Jake Sullivan, for Joe Biden, told National Public Radio that the outgoing Trump administration still is not providing information in the way President-elect Joe Biden's lieutenants feel is appropriate for a team poised to take the reins of power. Well, in defense of the Trump administration, we saw what they said they were doing, all the different meetings, they cataloged everything, all the calls, all the briefings. So I'm not buying what Sullivan's saying. I'd say he's just being a crybaby. But then why wouldn't I be surprised about that one? By the way, the U.S. military apparently has been paying service members much more than the minimum benchmark it set decades ago, according to a Pentagon-funded study. So it should probably raise the benchmark. And then that way nobody will say that they're paying the military troops too much, which, in my opinion, you could never do. Also, border deployments are slowly winding down as more of the wall goes up. Troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexican border started to draw down in the second half of 2020, and that trend is expected to continue for 2021 as the wall is finishing up its final paces, and the money was there to see to it that the wall could be completed the way it was supposed to be, 400 miles roughly. And by the way, about 75 Air Force doctors and Army doctors and nurses and other medical personnel have deployed to four California hospitals that say they're struggling to cope with a surge of the state's COVID-19 cases. And in addition, Turkey and the United States have started talks to form a joint working group regarding the U.S. sanctions imposed over Ankara's purchase of the Russian S-400 missile defense system. We'll see how that goes. And China and Russia may increase their military cooperation as part of a joint effort to resist any divide in any attempt between Moscow and Beijing, as they are getting prompted not only by the United States but by members of NATO.
And apparently the communists don't like that. Now, the international community's efforts to compel North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program came to a halt in 2020 following the breakdown of the U.S.-led negotiations and the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Don't know if that'll be coming back soon or not. By the way, Joe Biden has opposed the Trump administration's deployment of low-yield nuclear warheads on the Navy's Trident submarine-launched ballistic missiles. Now, all those missiles have been delivered, so they would have to rescind that order and start over again. We'll see if that happens or not. It may not. In addition, the annual defense authorization bill hit yet another procedural roadblock this week, this time over an unrelated fight over the stimulus checks related to the ongoing pandemic, which has got everything in limbo right now. They may or may not have a military budget. They may or may not have a government operating. There may be a government shutdown over all this. We just don't know where this is going to lead. And the president's veto of the defense authorization bill has now become a focus in the Senate runoffs because Georgia has got several military bases in it. And anybody who knows anything about Georgia realizes that right up there around Savannah, Georgia, Fort Gordon, amongst others, you've got a lot of things that go on there that rely on the military that need to be taken care of, as well as in the Brunswick area, as well as elsewhere in Georgia, Fort Benning, for example, where we talk about them just about every night because Donna Peduccia is just up the road a tad bit from them. And we appreciate everybody in Fort Benning who listens to us on the radio because we know we get the messages, and that's why we do what we do when we have Donna come on here in another 5 minutes or so. When she comes in there, then we'll give you a big hoo-ah out there. And thank you to Diana for your nice comments. Appreciate it very much. Thank you to Laura for your comments. I appreciate you very much. Thank you to Barry. Thank you to Caroline. Thank you to Nikki. And thank you to Tracy and JT. JT, all of you, for the great comments you've just made there as far as what we've been doing here and whatnot. Now, I'm going to go over here and take a look, and Heidi is chiming in here. Let me see, where's Heidi from? This is an email from her. Let me see where she's from. Oh, Denver. Okay. All right. They're talking about Colorado and the new dose of coronavirus that showed up there, COVID-19. So you be careful up there, kiddo. All right, we're coming right back with more. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be right with us. So there you go. Take care. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I see your message, Robert and Suzanne. I'll take a look and see what you have to offer here in a minute.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, Donna Fiducia, the belle of the ball up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Double D Ranch. She and her husband Don run it just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And again, a big whoa out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. We appreciate all you guys and gals standing that wall for us. And oh, by the way, for a limited time, don't forget you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all they have to offer. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, with us we have got the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski. Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Listen, I'm going to read you a message I just got here from a couple up in Georgia. We watched the Georgia Senate hearing yesterday. Our takeaway after hearing the presentation given by three statisticians was that the recounts don't matter. The fix is in before the numbers reported to the SOS and media. They showed that most of us, if not all of Fulton County precincts, reported 90% voting Biden votes. Statistically impossible. In Bibb County, that's Macon, at a certain point in the night, the numbers that had showed Trump with a significant lead over Biden were flopped. Biden given Trump a number of votes and vice versa, about a 12,000 vote average even, though it was enough to throw the Georgia election. Unfortunately, I think this was above the heads of the senators as they only called for a audit of Fulton absentee ballots. It appears everything else is on the shoulders of Vice President Pence right now. We need to pray for him.
to bear this tremendous weight. Well, yeah, and thank you very much, Robert and Suzanne, for that nice email. Now, you know what they're talking about with the Georgia thing yesterday, right, the court decision?
Yes, to some degree.
Yeah.
To some degree. I just, you know, I just don't feel that it's really going to go much of anywhere at this point in time.
No, no. And they said that the result that they had there, let's see, let me get the exact phrase so I don't say something wrong. Audit finds no ballot fraud in Georgia's Cobb County.
Again, I mean, you can take a look at the numbers and you can kind of judge for yourself. You know, I think Georgia right now should be paying attention, trying to clean things up for the runoff, which is going to take place on Tuesday, because, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, that's what everybody's looking at right now and seeing the direction the country is going. I mean, I know a lot of Republicans were said, well, you know, Trump did better than he did in 2016, and we won a lot of House seats back. That means zero if you lose these Senate seats next week.
Well, as of last night, 8,000 GOP poll watchers are going to be in Georgia. 8,000. Could be 10,000.
Well, I'd make it 20. And not only that, you know, I would have, it's, you know, Trump's still the president. You know, I would, you know, utilize, again, your Justice Department. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Any means necessary to make sure that, you know, poll watchers are not kicked out of places because of phantom floods or whatever it may be that they're pulling, and get on the horn right away to make sure that somebody's there to see what's going on. Also, again, you know, cameras are helpful as well. It's going to be great, but you're going to have to obviously, you know, look through this. There's going to be a lot of back and forth next week on this anyway. Let's just leave it at that. I mean, again, when Stacey Abrams lost in Georgia, yeah, how long did she claim voter fraud? And I think she's in charge to some degree of the get out the vote, you know, bit down there. And, you know, one thing that Democrats are really good at is ballot harvesting. You know,
yeah.
You go out there and you find people that don't give a damn, that would not vote, and you vote for them. And they do a great job with that. They really do. I call it the dumb vote. And I've talked about this for a long, long time. You get all these voter registration drives and try to get people out to vote, all this stuff. I said, why? I said, if people don't pay attention, they don't understand what's going on, why do you – I mean, it makes no sense. But that's, you know, what the left is really good at.
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on, 100% correct. And, of course, I don't need to tell you that because you already know that, and we already know that. And I am talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, before I move on, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, has come out and announced, and it looks like as if Tommy Tuberville from Alabama is going to be the other senator that are going to become the GOP senators to join along with the House group. With the congressman, we got about 100 of them in there that are going to challenge this. Now, let me see who I got here. All right, I've got a caller here. This is one of our favorite question answers, so let me put her on here. Is this Mary?
Hey, good morning.
What's your question?
My question is, when you do an audit, you're counting the same thing. It's kind of like counting counterfeit money.
That's correct.
Each time you count, it's going to come out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I think the answer's in those computer clouds.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. She's talking about the cloud where the stuff is stored. That may very well be.
Well, again, I mean, you have to match the ballots to actual people.
Yep.
And signatures and everything that goes along with this. And this has always been the problem with this whole mail-in system. It scared me from the get-go. I mean, again, it was used very effectively due to COVID this year. But, you know, the reality is if you can't get off your butt and get yourself to a polling place on election day, then that's a bit of a problem. I'm sorry. I mean, it obviously doesn't mean that much to you if you can make that sacrifice one day out of the year. I think it helps build community. I think it's great. I didn't mind, you know, I had to wait in line at my polling place on election day. I was in line for what, an hour and a half to 2 hours. It is what it is. But that's the way I think the election should be held.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. I don't disagree at all with what you just said there. And the other thing is when you talk about all of this, let's remember, again, I started to say here, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, possibly Tommy Tuberville from Alabama are going to be the two GOP senators. They're going to challenge the result. We've got over 100 congressmen. Adam Kinzinger came out yesterday and said there's well over 100 congressmen. But again, the numbers are not enough to do anything because I believe you need 218 votes in the Senate to pass anything, 60 votes to get it, or I mean the House to get it there, sorry, 60 votes in the Senate to get it there, and then you need a simple majority after that.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to understand the strategy behind this. I think this is not going to set a very good precedent, quite frankly.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I just don't understand what's the point.
Yeah, I don't know what McConnell is doing because I believe that McConnell may have just handed, amongst other things, the Georgia runoff to the Democrats by what he did. A lot of people are upset thinking they're not going to get that money.
Oh, you're talking. Well, no. I mean, it's not McConnell's fault. I mean, what you want him to bow to the Democrats? The two things that are actually you should have put in there, they want to take out. No, I don't. It's not McConnell's fault. And no, I don't think that anybody should get that money. And if Republicans lose, basically, if Republicans are not going to go out and vote because they're not getting a bigger check, then we deserve to lose.
I agree.
We deserve to lose. We deserve to become socialists.
They're already getting
freaking hammer and sickle flag.
They're already getting $600 that were started to be sent out yesterday.
Yeah. If you don't like it, fine. You guys can start voting for Bernie Sanders. You can hang your hammer and sickle flag. All of you people out there that think you deserve $2,000.
AOC.
Yeah, go vote for her. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, that's what you're saying. You want welfare. I mean, I'm tired of this nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's extra money. You help people out who are out of business, whose businesses have been shut down, people who can't go back to work. Those are the people that deserve that money.
Mm-hmm. Well, that should be the priority, and that's what it started out to be, but it got all twisted around, so it is what it is. By the way, hello to George Godfather. He just chimed in, and good morning to him. He's saying good morning to us. And just to clarify, going to be audited in Georgia, yes, it's absentee ballots, but the guy from Stanford is an expert at detecting counterfeit items. Testimony was fascinating at the speed and ability and accuracy which he can perform such detections. He's talking about that hearing yesterday. I didn't see it.
I'm not sure, Matt. What hearing is this? I'm sorry?
The Georgia hearing where they talked about the absentee ballots, that they were auditing the ballots.
Okay.
I didn't see it, so I can't speak with any authority.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, let's talk tomorrow, and we'll see where we're at, because I don't know what the heck is going to happen in the Senate, other than they may vote to override the president's veto of the NDAA. That's what that looks that's coming. So I will talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Go over there, check all of that out, and I will be returning with more and Thrill Edwards right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.